Do you remember the old classroom activity, show and tell? Well, Christianity is supposed to be a show and tell faith. James 2 gives us a powerful reminder that real faith isn't just something you talk about. It's something you show through your actions. This lesson unpacks James' practical teaching on the relationship between faith and works. You'll learn the difference between dead faith and living faith. Let's dive into this powerful message.
In elementary school, children are often invited to take turns bringing to class something they can show their classmates, something special or important to them. When I was growing up, we simply called it show and tell. You were not just going to talk about something, you were going to show something to your classmates as well. So, for instance, the little girl who took a vacation with her family to Hawaii brought in her little garland of flowers. The boy whose older brother made the high school football team brought in his brother's helmet. The child who loved bugs brought in his ant colony. They had something to show and tell. I'll never forget our neighbor coming over one afternoon to our home. Her son was in kindergarten, and so was our youngest daughter. Though they went to different schools, they often played together in the neighborhood. Well, his class was going to have a show and tell the next day, and he wanted to take our daughter to class as his show and tell. Well, this mother and my wife thought that was the sweetest thing they'd ever heard of. I was thinking, not on your life. You're not going to take my little girl into your class and show her off. I don't care if you are neighborhood friends. Well, of course, my wife and the neighbor woman won the argument. And our little girl went over the next day as this little boy's show and tell. Life has never been the same. Have you ever thought about the fact that Christianity is supposed to be a show and tell proposition? We don't just tell people what Christianity is. We show them what Christianity is. We don't just talk about our faith. We demonstrate our faith to others. Well, as we set sail today back into James chapter 2, the author is going to make that very point by contrasting genuine faith with false faith. Now, first, James describes what we could call dead faith. He writes here in verse 14, "What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him?" Well, James goes on to illustrate this kind of empty or dead faith in verses 15 and 16. "If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you says to them, 'Go in peace, be warmed and filled,' without giving them the things needed for the body, what good is that?" In other words, if your Christianity doesn't cause you to genuinely care about people and tangibly help them, well, you might not be a genuine Christian at all. Now, don't misunderstand, beloved, you're not saved by faith plus works. But James is making clear this point. Indifference to others is an indication that you lack true faith. To callously cast off someone in need by saying, "Well, just go in peace, be warmed and filled," well, that might make you sound spiritual, like Christ, but it doesn't really reflect the character of Christ or demonstrate true faith in Christ. You see, words without works are empty. Faith that is mere words is then dead faith. James goes on to say here in verse 17, "So also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead." He continues that argument here in verse 18. Someone will say, "You have faith, and I have works." James replies, "Well, show me your faith apart from your works, and I will show you my faith by my works." Here's what he's saying. You try to show me your faith without doing anything. Well, that's impossible. But I can prove my faith to you without saying anything at all. Just watch me. See, James is simply making the point that while good works do not save you, they are intended by God to show the world that you've been saved. In fact, the word James uses here in verse 18 for show means to bring the light, to exhibit, to display. And there's that idea again of show and tell. Don't just tell me about Christianity, show me Christianity. Well, there's another illustration that reinforces James' point here. He writes in verse 19, "You believe that God is one? You do well. Even the demons believe and shudder." Now, the early readers of this letter would have been primarily Jewish believers. They correctly believed that there was only one true and living God. But James effectively announces here, so what? The demons believe there's only one true and living God. And they even shudder in horror at the truth of that true and living God's existence. And by the way, beloved, no demon is sitting around wondering today if Jesus is the Son of God or if Jesus rose from the dead or if there are more gods than one. No, demons are good theologians. They know the truth. But they remain demons. Why? Because they've rejected the truth they know. So here's the question, what makes your faith different from demonic faith? Well, I'll tell you, it's more than what you say you believe. After all, the demons believe in that they acknowledge the truth about God. The difference is that as a Christian, you've admitted your sin and you've given your life to Christ, and a demon will never do that. In fact, they are now confirmed in their unholy fallen estate. Well, now here, verse 20, James begins to contrast this dead faith with true faith, which is living faith. And once again, James has a question for us here in verses 20 and 21. "Do you want to be shown, you foolish person, that faith apart from works is useless? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered up his son Isaac on the altar?" Well, beloved, this might sound shocking at first, especially when the Apostle Paul used Abraham to illustrate that justification is by faith alone, that Abraham's trust in God's word was counted him as righteousness. Paul wrote in Romans chapter 3, verse 28, "One is justified by faith apart from works." Well, James writes here, "Was not Abraham justified by works?" Well, does James contradict Paul? Well, not at all. Here's why. Paul and James are emphasizing different perspectives of Christianity. Paul emphasizes Abraham's justification in the eyes of God, and that's produced by faith alone, Romans 4, verse 3. James, on the other hand, is talking about justification in the eyes of man. God can see our faith, but mankind can't. They can only see our good work. Someone once wrote that faith is like calories. They're invisible, but you can see the results. So Paul wants us to define our justification, and it is through faith. James wants us to demonstrate our justification, and that is through good works. No one can see your faith. It's invisible. They can see your works. Well, now James concludes with this illustration here in verse 26. "For as the body apart from the spirit is dead, also faith apart from works is dead." In other words, it is not true living faith. I remember when our twins were delivered years ago. When our first twin son was born, he immediately cried out, and let me tell you, it was loud, and it didn't stop for 2 years. Well, it seemed like it. But we were rather concerned about our second son. Every contraction had been causing his heart rate to become somewhat erratic. And then when he was delivered, he was quiet. He didn't cry out at all. Well, then the doctor gave a little smack on his bottom, and his little body twisted in disapproval, and he let out a wail. We all breathed a sigh of relief. If he was crying, he was breathing. And let me tell you, it was the only time his crying ever brought us any relief. Now, his crying did not give him life. It simply revealed he was alive. Wailing at the top of his lungs didn't produce life. It proved life. Beloved, that happens to be James' point here. Faith in Christ produces spiritual life. Spiritual life produces works. Good works are like the cries of our newborn sons. Didn't produce life. It just proved to the world around us they were alive. And so to our world, as we demonstrate our faith, it proves that real spiritual life exists. So, beloved, let's go prove to our world today that we have genuine faith by demonstrating to them good works. Let's show and tell Christianity to our world today. And until next time, beloved, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
That was Stephen Davey, and this is The Wisdom Journey. Today's lesson is called Show and Tell. True faith in Jesus Christ doesn't just sit quietly on the sidelines. It produces action, good works, and a life that proves it is alive. As James reminds us, faith without works is dead. So, let's go out and show the world that our faith is real, not just with our words, but with our deeds. In addition to these daily Bible lessons, we also publish a monthly devotional magazine called Heart to Heart. This magazine is designed to help you dive deeper into specific biblical topics and apply them to your everyday life. Each month, Stephen tackles a different subject, offering insight and practical wisdom from God's Word. Some of the topics he's covered include: Is hell real? How to effectively share your faith? How to have a more vibrant prayer life? A biblical perspective on evil in the world? Advice for fathers on leaving a godly legacy? A biblical look at Islam? What we can know about angels, demons, and the spirit world? How to have a biblically based marriage? What is true happiness and how can we find it? In addition to topics like these, Heart to Heart also includes a daily devotional guide to help you stay rooted in God's Word each day. We want to send you the next 3 issues of Heart to Heart magazine as our gift. It's our way of thanking people who make their first contact with our ministry. You'll find the link at wisdomonline.org. You can also call us at 866-48-BIBLE. Do that today. Then join us next time on this wisdom journey.